success to stand apart.
This song is very interesting and sort of ironic to me, actually.
Yeah?
It's about Marcus, who's basically the most personal character to me in this novel. I mean, if you write a novel, every character in the novel is you to a certain extent. They all have some aspect of your backstory or your personality or whatever. But Marcus, to me, had the most. And yet, this is one of the songs that I didn't touch at all.
Hmm.
You did the music, you did the lyrics, everything.
Yeah, this was all me.
And I'm invincible, a blur that can't be found. I'm faster than sound and I'll run.
Marcus is the closest thing this novel has to a self-insert personal character. And you did this song entirely on your own.
Yeah, I think this was the first song that I wrote for this album, and this was before I'd even told you that I was even thinking about doing this as an album, so that definitely makes sense. And I hope I got it right in that case. So in the story, Marcus is a young wolf who finds himself the leader of the tribe once Keeper Edward dies, and shortly after that he accidentally leads the tribe into a trap set by the hunters, and he's spotted. And on the spur of the moment, he decides he's got to run and distract the hunters so that the others can escape. And reading that part of the novel was the first time that I felt I have to do something with this, because the image was just so powerful.
This entire novel started with a dream I had, which I did some editing after I woke up, of course, but it gave me the initial seeds and ideas that became this novel. And that scene is actually one of the few things that survived almost completely unchanged from the dream to the final version of what you're reading. I woke up and I was like, wow, I really need to do something with this.
Yeah, I remember reading about that dream because you posted it up and said, hey, look at this. And I had no idea how far this would come. Was he still a wolf in the dream?
Yes. He didn't have a name yet, but he was already this skinny, malnourished wolf who was running through the city and eventually got gunned down. I gave him his love of running later as a coping mechanism for his anxiety, and also as some foreshadowing and to set the stage for his eventual final run.
This song had a different chorus for most of its lifespan while I was writing it, until I realized that I wanted something more high energy than what I had to contrast, particularly with the previous song. So I shuffled what I had off to the section at the end, and the new chorus came to me while I was on a treadmill myself, thinking about the kind of mood that this song needed. That was a couple of years ago now when I was trying to get myself fit, but eventually I realized that I had things I preferred doing with my life, such as lying around eating crisps.
Far from the hunter's eyes, I'll run, cause to stop is to die.
At the end of this song, there's a segue into an instrumental section called Meeting Again, where Marcus has this vision of Keeper Edward. And that's an unusual part of the novel, because it has this sort of supernatural element to it that isn't really present in the rest of it. Was that part of the dream as well?
Yes, but I changed the focus. Originally, Keeper Edward died first and became this sort of supernatural afterlife guide figure. And then everyone else's chapter was going to be about how he or she died and then met Keeper Edward again on the other side. Except for Marcus, who was too scared and too committed to what he was doing. He made this promise to the tribe that he would live through this and he'd see them again and etc. And he just wasn't ready to die. So when Keeper Edward appeared, Marcus ran away from him. And then there was going to be this whole other subplot about then the ghosts had to go and track him down, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, that's incredible to think that this novel could have gone in such a different direction from what it ended up as.
Yep. I eventually decided I just hated that supernatural direction, so I refocused everything to be more grounded and worldly. But that image of Marcus's end just stuck with me. You have the whole comforting come into the light thing, and then Marcus rejects that and runs away, but then dies anyway. And that just fascinated me. It's powerful, it's interesting, and I'm honestly not quite sure what the significance of it is. It's something that I probably couldn't have come up with had I been awake, because I would have questioned it too. My subconscious is bolder than I am, I guess, but it just stuck with me and I loved it, so I kept it.